Good evening. This is Uncharted Case Files live from Ontario, Canada, with yours truly, Ryan Stacey. I am the former National Chief Investigator for MUFON Canada and the founder of the Experiencer Support Association. I am a Canadian ufologist who investigates everything paranormal. That's right, I believe it is all connected. Today is Friday, November 27th, 2020, and to date I have completed 115 cases from TESA's High Strangeness Paranormal Database and have 8 in progress. I have also completed 891 MUFON Canada investigation, and as of today, I have conducted and completed a total of 1,006 cases involving high strangeness in paranormal and UFO phenomena. Tonight, I will be talking about the 13th Leech Child, which is better known as the Jersey Devil. From the second level of my house is Tim, the Demon Guy Morrison. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tim is an ordained minister, cryptozoologist, demonologist, and a spirit attachment practitioner. From the West Coast, as we freeze our asses off here in the North, from LA, California, is Alex Mistretta, the Maverick cryptozoologist. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's cold out here, too. It's like 69 degrees.
Yeah, real cold. So Alex is also a former national director and UFO investigator for MUFON USA, and he also investigates the paranormal. We are all members of TESA, which is the Experiencer Support Association. Today, we'll be debating what category the Jersey Devil fits in, if it exists at all. Is it a demon, ghost, alien, or maybe just a mystical animal? I'll start with the history and the origin of the legend. I will then mention some of the reported encounters. I will provide some documented explanations and tie in some cultural relevance. From there, I will open the floor to the guests for discussion. There'll be a 5-minute break every 30 minutes. The episode is at least 1 hour and will continue for as long as necessary. Patrons, if you wish to comment and ask questions live, you must subscribe to your YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/the Experiencer Support Association. Hit subscribe and ring the bell so you can instantly be notified when new videos come out. I want to give a huge shout out to our patrons. You are the reason we are here today. If you are not a Patreon member, this video will end after the history introduction, and I will be leaving you hanging. If you're intrigued enough that you want to see the entire video and participate in future episodes, head over to Patreon and become a member. For only $7 a month, you will get access to additional podcast episodes. New members will also get a bonus exclusive 4x4 die-cut sticker sent to their home. All proceeds go back into the association so that we can continue helping and supporting others who have experienced unexplained events. So in southern New Jersey and Philadelphia folklore, the Jersey Devil, also known as the Leeds Devil, is a legendary creature said to inhabit the Pine Barrens of South Jersey. The creature is often described as a flying biped with hooves, but there are many variations. The common description is that of a bipedal kangaroo or bipedal kangaroo-like or wyvern-like creature with a horse or goat-like head, leathery bat-like wings, horns, small arms, and clawed hands, legs with cloven hooves, and a forked tail. It has been reported to move quickly and is often described as emitting high-pitched, blood-curdling screams. According to popular folklore, the Jersey Devil originated with a Pine Barrens resident named Jane Leeds, known as Mother Leeds. The legend states that the Mother Leeds had 12 children and after finding she was pregnant for the 13th time, cursed the child in frustration, crying that the child would be the devil. In 1735, Mother Leeds was in labor on a stormy night while her friends gathered around her. Born as a normal child, the 13th child changed to a creature with hooves, a goat's head, bat wings, and a forked tail. Growling and screaming, it beat everyone with its tail before flying up the chimney and heading into the pines. In some versions of the tale, Mother Leeds was supposedly a witch and the child's father was the devil himself. Some versions of the legend also state that there was subsequently an attempt by logical clergymen to exorcise the creature from the Pine Barrens. Prior to the early 1900s and before the series of reported sightings of the creature during 1909, the Jersey Devil was referred to as the Leeds Devil or the Devil of Leeds, either in connection with the local Leeds family or the eponymous southern New Jersey town Leeds Point. Mother Leeds allegedly has been identified by some as Deborah Leeds on grounds that Deborah Leeds' husband, Japhet Leeds, named 12 children in the will he wrote during 1736, which is compatible with the legend. Deborah and Japhet Leeds also lived in Leeds Point section of what is now Atlantic County, New Jersey, which is commonly the location of the Jersey Devil story. Brian Regal, a historian of science at Keene University, theorizes that the story of Mother Leeds, rather than being based on a single historical person, originated from a colonial southern New Jersey religio-political disputes that became the subject of folklore and gossip among the local population. According to Regal, folk legends concerning these historical disputes evolved through the years and ultimately resulted in the modern popular legend of the Jersey Devil during the early 20th century. Regal contends that the colonial era political intrigue involving early politicians, Benjamin Franklin, and Franklin's rival almanac publisher Daniel Leeds resulted in the Leeds family being described as monsters, and it was Daniel Leeds' negative description as the Leeds Devil rather than an actual creature that created the later legend of the Jersey Devil. Much like Mother Leeds of the Jersey Devil myth, Daniel Leeds' third wife and had given birth to 9 children, a large number of children even for that time. Leeds' second wife and first daughter had both died during childbirth. As a royal surveyor with strong allegiance to the British crown, Leeds had also surveyed and acquired land in the Egg Harbor area located within the Pine Barrens. The land was inherited by Leeds' sons and family, and it was now known as Leeds Point, one of these areas in the Pine Barrens currently most associated with the Jersey Devil legend and alleged Jersey Devil sightings. Starting in the 17th century, English Quakers established settlements in southern New Jersey, the region in which the Pine Barrens are located. Daniel Leeds, a Quaker and a prominent person of pre-Revelation colonial southern New Jersey, became ostracized by his Quaker congregation after his 1687 publication of almanacs containing astrological symbols and writings. Leeds' fellow Quakers deemed that astrology in these almanacs are too pagan or blasphemous, and the almanacs were censored and destroyed by the local Quaker community. In response to and in spite of the censorship, Leeds continued to publish even more esoteric astrological Christian writings and became increasingly fascinated with Christian occultism, Christian mysticism, cosmology, demonology, and angelology. In 1690s, after his almanacs and writings were further censored as blasphemous or heretical by the Philadelphia Quaker meeting, Leeds continued to dispute with the Quaker community, converting to Anglicanism and publishing anti-Quaker tracts, criticizing Quaker theology and accusing Quakers of being anti-monarchists. In the ensuing dispute between Leeds and the Southern New Jersey Quakers over Leeds' accusations, Leeds was endorsed by the much maligned British Royal Governor of New Jersey, Lord Cornbury, despised among the Quaker communities. Leeds also worked as a counselor to Lord Cornbury about this time. Considering Leeds as a traitor for aiding the crown and rejecting Quaker beliefs, the Quaker Burlington meeting of Southern New Jersey subsequently dismissed Leeds as evil. During 1716, Daniel Leeds' son, Titan Leeds, inherited his father's almanac business, which continued to use astrological content and eventually competed with Benjamin Franklin's popular Poor Richard's Almanac. The competition between the two men intensified when, during 1733, Franklin statistically used astrology in his almanac to predict Titan Leeds' death on October of the same year. Though Franklin's prediction was intended as a joke at his competitor's expense and a means to boost almanac sales, Titan Leeds was apparently offended at the death prediction, publishing a public admonition of Franklin as a fool and a liar. In a published response, Franklin mocked Titan Leeds' outrage and humorously suggested that, in fact, Titan Leeds had died in accordance with the earlier prediction and was thus writing his almanac as a ghost, resurrected from the grave to haunt and torment Franklin. Franklin continued to be jokingly refer to Titan Leeds as a ghost, and even after Titan Leeds' actually death during 1738 and Daniel Leeds' blasphemous and occultist reputation and his pro-monarchy stance in the largely anti-monarchist colonial south of New Jersey, combined with Benjamin Franklin's later continuous depiction of Titan Leeds as a ghost, may have originated or contributed to the local folk legend of so-called Leeds Devil lurking in Pine Barrens. During 1728, Titan Leeds began to include the Leeds family crest on the masthead of his almanacs. The Leeds family crest depicted a wyvern, a bat-winged dragon-like legendary creature that stands upright on 2 clawed feet. Regal notes that wyvern on the Leeds family crest is reminiscent of the popular descriptions of the Jersey Devil. The inclusion of the family's crest on Leeds almanacs may have further contributed to the Leeds family's poor reputation among locals and possibly influenced the popular descriptions of the Leeds Devil or Jersey Devil. The fearsome appearance of the crest wyvern and the increasingly animosity among the local South Jersey residents towards royalty and nobility with whom the family crest were associated may have helped facilitate the legend of the Leeds Devil and the association of the Leeds family with the devils and monsters. Now, there have been many claims of sightings and occurrences involving the Jersey Devil. According to legend, while visiting the Hanover Mill, works to inspect his cannonballs being forged, Commodore Stephen Decatur sighted a flying creature and fired a cannonball directly upon it to no effect. Joseph Bonaparte, or Bonaparte, elder brother of Napoleon, is also claimed to have seen the Jersey Devil while hunting on his border town estate about 1820. And the story of that is as follows. One snowy afternoon, the ex-king of Spain was hunting alone in the woods near his house when he spotted some strange tracks on the ground. They looked like the tracks of a two-footed donkey. Bonaparte noticed that the one foot was slightly larger than the other. The tracks ended abruptly as the creature had flown away. He stared at the tracks for a long moment, trying to figure out what the strange animal might be. Bonaparte heard a strange hissing noise. Turning, he found himself face to face with a large winged creature with a horse-like head and bird-like legs. Astonished and frightened, he froze and stared at the beast, forgetting that he was carrying a rifle for a moment. Then the creature hissed at him, beat its wings, and flew away. When he reported the incident to his friend later that day, Bonaparte was told that he had just seen the famous Jersey Devil. In 1840, the Jersey Devil was blamed for several livestock killings. Similar attacks were reported during 1841, accompanied by the tracks and screams. In Greenwich, during December 1925, a local farmer shot an unidentified animal in its attempt to steal his chickens. He claimed that none of the 100 people he showed could identify the animal. On July 27, 1937, an unknown animal with red eyes seen by residents in Pennsylvania was compared to the Jersey Devil by a reporter. In 1951, a group of Gibbstown, New Jersey boys claimed to have seen a monster matching the devil's description, and claims of a corpse matching the Jersey Devil's description arose in 1957. During 1960, the track and noises heard near May's Landing were claimed to be the Jersey Devil. During the same year, Camden offered a $10,000 reward for the capture of the Jersey Devil, even offering to build a private zoo to house the creature if it was captured. So what is the Jersey Devil? Is it a ghost? Is it a demon? What evidence do we have? We will get back into this after the break, unless you are not a Patreon member. If you have seen anything that looks or sounds like anything described in this video, please report it to Tessa by going to www.tessacan.org/reporting system.